Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, let me start with this. Did you guys see the report already, like from last week? The Steelers played in Dublin?
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
And that Skylar Thompson, the backup quarterback, got robbed at gunpoint there.
He
was mugged.
Uh-huh.
Hey, NFL. It's like, hey, welcome to our country. Here you go. I mean, you probably have just as good a chance to get robbed here. What am I saying?
But, a better chance, yeah. Actually.
But it just seems kind of weird. It's like, hey, we're traveling to Ireland, and here I am getting robbed.
What was he doing by himself?
I don't know. Maybe just taking in the sights.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kiss the Blarney Stone.
That case stinks to high heaven.
Yep.
To me.
Where was he? Mm-hmm. I think he really got robbed, but probably someplace he didn't belong.
That's what I mean.
We've seen that before.
Like Vedvik here.
Yes, where I was going.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, what are you doing? Why are you by? You're with your team. There's a couple dozen men who travel with you here. You went by yourself?
Maybe he was looking for a caravan.
Been to?
Yeah. A caravan.
He's looking for something.
All right, let's get to this story. Society should be
Tinker's got him.
Way more scared of... How do you guys feel about carnival rides, first off? Because it's people going
the ones
from...
that travel?
Yes.
I'm not going. I'm not getting on them.
Are you getting on any of those rides?
Nope.
No.
Ed? I mean, I used to all the time as a kid, not thinking of it. Because look, growing up in Middle River, we had the carnival right there. There was one in Dundalk that would pop up. It was walking distance from my house. So we would go over there all the time and get on the rides, play the games.
Those are stories you tell. I think you live with carnies.
Small hands smell like cabbage. I think I might live with some carnies. But the zipper, this was at a LA high school family fun day. It malfunctioned and started attacking itself.
What is a zipper? I mean, I know what it is on pants, but so thank you.
I'll show you the video, Ed, so you can see what the zipper's doing. So it like basically like a Ferris wheel.
Oh, but
and then the thing that you're in spins.
Spins, okay.
Yeah. So like instead of
yeah,
you got it, right?
Yes. Yep.
And it'll move a little fast, but it started attacking itself where all of those things started hitting each other. Bang! Could you imagine being sitting in one of those?
Oh no.
The thing flips too early and then it crashes into yours because they all need to flip at the same time or go to the same point and flip, right?
Sure.
And so this thing started malfunctioning. I got to say, man, like I never thought about it as a kid because back then we didn't think about anything. We were staying out till whenever we want, going riding on our bikes, come home, whenever, all that stuff. Going to a carnival and realizing these guys are putting this thing together. And then you look at the guy that's been putting it together going, I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
I ain't getting on that thing.
I don't know about that one either.
They had one, I remember, do you know the... that goofy ass rope thing that when you're climbing like the rope ladder and you got to ring the bell for a prize. People always should. I've seen some of these guys do it and be like one guy does it backwards. He's done it so many times. He's so good at it. But they had one where they didn't fully strap it into the ground. And then it got really windy that night, and the damn thing started blowing away. Like, it's part of it was strapped in, and you see guys that were falling off it. It was so windy. I don't know why anybody's going to the carnival with that much wind, but it's got to be scary as hell to go to an amusement park or a carnival and see that. Anyway, let's get to the next story. And we did this one before, but I want to update it because Ed pointed out, he said, I remember this. This happened in Maryland. Firefighters are charged with flooding a baseball field because their vehicles were getting damaged by baseballs. Here's how the story goes. Two firefighters in Maryland, Montgomery County, have been charged with malicious destruction of property and disorderly conduct after officials say one admitted to deliberately flooding a baseball field July 17th. Thousands of gallons of water from an engine at the station was deliberately sprayed into the field, and a video showed a towering stream of water saturating the field went viral. I mean, should this be just something? I mean, look, if he did, if they had serious damage and they had to put work in it, yes, I get it. Mm-hmm. Is this something somebody really should go to jail for or face a huge fine?
But probably a good fine. Be a good fine, yeah. It should be.
Yeah, they probably damaged the field, first of all.
Yeah, and again, they were frustrated at the baseballs leaving the field and hitting their cars. The guy said, I wanted to get your attention. That's what one of the firefighters said, by flooding the field. You did. You got their attention.
Did they walk over and say anything first?
I don't think so. I don't know. Frustration due to repeated incidents involving baseballs. That's cowardly stuff,
man. Yeah. Huh? It's cowardly.
What's that mean?
If you don't go see, yeah, I'm with you.
What do you want to go
and
with?
Also, where are your cars in relationship, your fire trucks in relationship to the field? Is that something that, I lived near a park when I lived down south. And one of the things I was afraid of is possibly if a kid gets a hold of one.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew that when you moved there.
Yeah.
You know,
like you're living on a golf course.
Exactly.
Rob said cowardly, like I thought the firefighters were going to go, yeah, put them up, put them up. Like the cowardly lion. That's not what happened?
No.
Again, why a New York accent?
How is that a New York accent?
I take it. Oh, thank you, Joe. I'll take offense to it.
Did you think it was a New York accent? It wasn't a New York accent. It was the cowardly lion.
I was a cowardly lion in the second grade at the play.
I thought it was spot on with the lion.
So, all right. Let's get to this last. I don't understand people sometimes, and you got to explain this to me. I get, like, you have your, what's the right word? Star effers, if you will. People that love celebrities and can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Have you seen what people are doing now waiting for the sentencing of Sean Diddy Combs?
No. I don't see what they're doing, but I'm sure it's riveting. Literally.
They have been camping out overnight in lines. And a lot of them have like these type of things where it's like these little shells. What do you call those? You're just waiting in like a little bubble. A
little mini tent, I guess.
Yeah, it keeps you away from the rain. They said they have so many people camping out just getting ready for this trial. This case has definitely been a media circus, like a big media spectacle, but everything outside of it is just as crazy.
How do you think this is going down?
I think what's going to happen, he's going to get a slap on the wrist, and they're already going to give him time served, and he goes home.
So do I.
That's what I think happens.
Or a pardon.
Could be.
He's already setting himself up for that.
So here you go. The 55-year-old disgraced rap mogul who faces more than a decade in prison for his prostitution conviction will learn his fate at the federal hearing set for 10 a.m. today. Joseph Love, a line-holding subcontractor who's often paid around $300 per day, said he'd been camped out since Wednesday, and he'll sell that spot. He'll camp out and sell the spot. It's just...
What is wrong with people?
His name's Joseph Love.
Joey Love.
Joey Love, baby.
Joey Love. Brother Love. I've been out here since 9:30 p.m. last night, and we'll be here till 6:30 a.m. tomorrow. He said, people have my number, and when I get a call, I head out to wherever. And this guy just waits in line for people. For what, though? Like,
it's really? Me. What's wrong with people?
What are you going to see there that's so different and so intriguing that you don't find out?
I think you said it best. Were you at the concert and people were recording 40 minutes of this guy?
You're never
what does that do for you?
You're never going to watch it.
There's nothing for you. You're just wasting time.
That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much.
Funny names.
583-1057. That's the number. Texans, Ravens, over under 730, but on the other side, Zach Orr spoke about the need for the defense to be more physical. But with so many injuries, is that easier said than done? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Everybody in that building at one point, whether they said it publicly or whether they say it to themselves or to their friends or family at home, I'm that dude. I'm ready. I'm a dog. It's time to go do that. Here go your opportunity. And just the way we roll here is, the expectation is whoever goes out there on Sunday with that black helmet and that purple jersey on, expectation to go out there and go be great and go play dominant. So it's not tough at all. I'm confident in the group that we have, whoever goes out there on Sunday, because you're here for a reason. Now it's time to go show it.
College football weekend preview at 7:45. But right now, that was Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator. He's expressed the need to his defense to be more physical. Some are wondering whether they can do that because of injuries. Ed, talent changes based on the depth, where you are on the depth chart, but physicality should not. It has nothing to do with your talent.
I totally agree. That should be just drilled into the players. Just, you know, as part of, you know, who you are. I don't care how talented you are.
Yeah.
You should all be physical.
Yeah, Jeremy, that doesn't mean you hit as hard as the next man, but, you know, physicality is physicality. Whatever the delivery is what it is. But your approach should not change because you're number 2 or 3 on the depth chart.
No, we've had a lot of cliches over the years about the dog in the fight and the fight in the dog, that mm-hmm. type of thing. And, again, it doesn't matter size. It doesn't matter. You can go up, like, if you're giving it everything, giving it all you got, if you're doing that, I think more times than not, things will be fine. But you don't have the same level of talent once you go from first string to third.
I don't know where we got him from.
Give it all you got.
He has 4 conversations at one time. Yes. I mean, I don't, I mean, I almost want to make you the guy that we ring the bell for because you ended up yourself.
Everything you got.
Everything you got.
Let's go, Galaxy.
By the way, if you don't know that, it's from I Love You, Man. But Joe got it.
White people. You white, you Ben Affleck.
Ed's over here going, what white people? I don't know what he's talking about either.
I forgot what we were talking about. All I know is the
physicality. Galaxy. Yeah, physicality.
Okay, physicality. Okay. There you go.
Galaxy are very physical.
They need to be, I mean, you got to bring it to the Houston Texans. You do. Especially, you really have to be even more physical if you ain't that good.
Yeah.
at least have the threat of knocking somebody out. You know?
You know what's funny about that is, like, the way to, if you're not as talented as the other team, the way to kind of play with them is to, for lack of a better term, either muck it up or out physical them.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, right.
How have we talked about, like, and again, I know I'm comparing apples to oranges, but boxers, they'll grab you, give you a little something here, they'll get close and make sure you can't get this type of hit off. It's to stay in that type of fight. You know,
in basketball, it's the scrappy team.
Mm-hmm.
They're scrappy.
Yeah.
It means you're not that talented.
But they hustle.
But they hustle. They get the 50-50 balls. They dive on the floor. They do the things that the other team thinks they don't have to do because they're more talented.
Yeah. They make the ref blow the whistle.
Yeah. If you need me. Yeah. Whistle. Let's go out to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. I think last night the 49ers and Mac Jones showed the Ravens the entire blueprint of basically what they need to do with Cooper Rush moving forward the next couple weeks, because there was a lot of short passes, a lot of underpasses. Adams threw a couple picks to open up the running back to get a couple passes or make a couple plays. So I think if the Ravens can basically follow that game plan of not trying to force things with Rush, having to go downfield. And even with some of the running plays that they did or the fake running plays, it opened up the field for a couple deep shots that they went for. But I think that's how they have to massage this game plan for the next 2 weeks, especially coming up against the Rams, who the 49ers just showed you the game plan for on what to do with them. So I think if we can win one out of two of these, I think we'll be okay position.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with that. If they win one out of two, I still think they're fine with the way that the schedule sets up. The way to beat the Rams is by throwing the football.
I don't like when people look at one game and say that's the blueprint for another game. Is the personnel the same?
We got into that with the Chargers beat the Ravens in the playoffs.
I hate that. I think the 49ers, there is no such thing as a blueprint unless you have the same personnel that other team has, you can't do what they did. Say what you want about Mac Jones. He's a former first-round draft pick quarterback,
all right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's like when the Chargers had the blueprint for the Ravens, mm-hmm. when they had all those D-backs on the field. Not everybody's got that kind of talent, you know, that they had at that time.
It's interesting because, like, you know, I was just reading something where Dan Orlovsky said about Mac Jones, if he had gone to the 49ers, we wouldn't be talking about him the same way we did because he went to the Patriots.
If he went to the 49ers, you wouldn't know who Brock Purdy is.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He said he could do the same things Brock Purdy does. And the funniest thing about it, he just retweeted it. It was like, huh, like, hey, yeah, man, take your victory lap on that one, because it's one game, because he didn't look great in the last game, really. Yeah. This game, he looked really good. And the other thing you're talking about with matchups and blueprints and whatnot, we brought it up earlier. For whatever reason, Kyle Shanahan
owns him.
Has Sean McVay's number. Mm-hmm. Sean McVay is brilliant. It appears in a matchup with him that Kyle Shanahan is brillianter.
More brilliant. Yes.
The most brilliantest.
Yes.
Smart.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
Not much.
I got a question, right? What happened to this violent defense that Zach Orr said we was going to have? Hello?
Hello.
I mean, that was the first thing he said on his press conference, right? He said we're gonna be violent. But I don't know, man. I checked the books, yo, they got us plus 124. I don't know. I feel like we can win. I'm gonna put it like this. If the defense if the offense show up and dominate, because I mean it is Derrick Henry playing against the Texans, you know, former division rivals in his old division. So I feel like Derrick Henry might have like a 200 Well, can he stay 200 yards because the offensive line trash? I don't know, man. I just hope the Ravens get a win because A-Rob and Jeremy. And what's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, man?
If the Ravens don't win Sunday, them Boo Birds coming out.
Oh, you know that.
What's up?
You
what's
know that. 100%.
But who you think they're going to be born? Is they going to be born the Ravens? Well, I know they're born the Ravens, but you think they're really born like John Harbaugh, Zach Orr, or Steve Bisciotti?
All of the above.
You know what? And another thing.
No, see, I think they're born John Harbaugh and Zach Orr to get Steve Bisciotti's attention.
What? I want to have a talk with Steve. I just want to know where his mind at. Like, how he really feel about Baltimore City and the flock, like the fan base? Because, I mean, John Harbaugh, I ain't gonna lie, he a liar to me.
I don't think anybody could be upset with Steve Bisciotti. Any Ravens fan can. I mean, you can't. He's provided you from his standpoint, from an owner's standpoint, everything you need to win. What is Steve Bisciotti not giving you? What is Eric DaCosta not giving you? You can't. As a Ravens fan, I can't be upset with the owner. He's done everything he's supposed to do. He's paid your quarterback. He went out and got a Hall of Fame running back. He's signing these checks. He didn't say, we don't want to spend money there. He does not look like he's not willing to spend money.
Can we look at this, too, like we looked at the Orioles season? Because I know there are people who aren't going to want to hear it about the injuries, but that is a big issue of why things are going wrong. Because I think if you have the talent, you could have tweaked that.
What are the rules? You can't say injuries. You got to give me a reason.
My bad.
Other than injuries. Those are the rules. I didn't make the rules, Jeremy. I just repeat them.
You lost all your best players. Yeah, but you can't use that.
The new players aren't as good as the old players.
This is factual.
Ed said the Ravens have 14 players on the injured list. What's the percentage of 14 of 53?
22. How about 22?
The Orioles once had 14 players on the IL. What's the percentage of that to their roster? Mm-hmm. More than half.
Can't use it.
410-583-1057. College football weekend preview at 7:45. But on the other side, Ravens, Texans, over, under on the Fan. It's funny. I said the same thing 2 nights ago, Jeremy.
What?
That you said about the Lamb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Gamey. I had some good lamb last night at Tersicle's, man.
Great place.
Great people. They were the chef came out and was going over everything. The food was so good.
Good people, too, who owned that place.
Perfect for a 15-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I talked to Katie.
Oh, let me text her.
You're just along for the ride, bro.
Yeah.
Just along for the ride. Let's do over-unders right now. Let's go with Ravens running backs. 25 carries, 25 touches or more. I read that wrong. I read that as Derrick Henry. I put under. I'm changing up now. I'm putting over on that. So, over. I'm going over. Ed?
I'm going over. If they don't have that among the running backs,
yeah,
not going to be much of a game for this team.
Jeremy?
Yeah, look, if they don't go over this number, there's two reasons. Either they fall way behind early and they got to throw the football, or they're stupid.
Yeah.
And there's no other, like, if you don't come into this game trying to control the clock and keep your defense off the field, and you've looked back at it, one of your best players got 8 touches last week in a game that wasn't a blowout. I mean, in the second half, you could point at some situations.
I would venture to say if they fall behind early, they're stupid.
Me too.
Because they're probably not running the ball a lot. That's probably why they fell behind early.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, 99.5 yards rushing, Jeremy.
So I wanted to look and see what is. Hey, Joe, did you look at his prop and see exactly what it was? I'm going over this number. I think this is the Derrick Henry game. I think this is where everybody goes, oh, yeah, he's fine. This is something where, and I've even seen the total in this game's come down to like 40.5. It was going to be higher with Lamar in it. It just shows you like the type of impact he has. So his prop in Vegas is 88.5, and I don't care. I'll take it over 99. I think he gets 100 yards.
Ed.
I'm going over. I think he has a big day. I really do. I think it's got it. This has to happen. He has to have 20 carries in this game. That's all I can say. I hope he busts one as he does. You know, he'll get you your 5-7 yards a clip most times. He's going to have one, I hope, for like 30 or 40 yards.
I'm going over. I think he has over 100 yards, period. Yeah. Cooper Rush, 199.5 yards passing. I think this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a game where the Ravens run the football a lot. So I'm going under 200 yards passing. Ed?
I'm going under as well. I mean, I looked at, you know, his big season, was it last year? 1,800 yards. He averaged 153 yards a game.
So he doesn't. He's not much of a.
The year he went 9-5.
Yeah.
Oh man.
He's not a prolific passer. So.
Yeah, I. By the way, this confused me at first. I'm like, rush for 199.5 yards passing.
I know, rushing, yeah.
Oh, and then it hit me. It's like, oh, it's Cooper. Yeah, I went under this number as well. I think you guys are spot on. If they're doing what I believe they should do and what they will do, they're going to be running the football quite a bit.
Ravens defense forces 0.5 turnovers over or under, Jeremy?
Over. They're going to get one in this game.
Yeah.
They're at home. And I know the Texans don't turn the ball over a ton, but I'm going to tell you where it's going to come from. It's going to be a strip sack for a fumble. Something's going to happen. Their offensive line is horrendous.
Ed Norris?
They're going to get one, at least. I can't imagine, and you know, them not getting one turnover in this game.
I definitely have an over on that as well. What we got next? Stroud, 239.5 yards passing. Again, I think this is going to be a control game, low score. Well, not super low scoring, but a close game. I'm going Stroud. He hasn't done it yet this year. I don't think he does it on Sunday. Under. Ed?
I'm going over. He has not done it. He doesn't average that many yards a game. But this is the worst pass. All right, second to worst. This is the 31st pass defense in the NFL.
Who's worse than them?
It was Dallas, I think.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, 31st in the league. I'm going to go over. He'll get his yardage.
Yeah, I went over, Rob, just because of what I think the game flow is going to be. I think the Ravens run the football, take a lead, and he's forced to throw more in the second half. So I'll go over that number. And even though I'm telling you the Ravens win this game, and that's what I believe, that defense still isn't good right now. So they're going to make some plays. And even with, they got one of the better receivers in the league that nobody talks about, Nico Collins,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And finally, Texans D, 2.5 sacks. Jeremy.
I went under. I think it goes under this number because as you look at the way it sets up, if they're going to be running the football as much as we think, I think the opportunities are going to be limited. So, Cooper Rush isn't one of those guys that I think is going to hold onto the ball too long. I think he's going to find his read and get the ball out of his hand.
I'm going over. I mean, Will Anderson, Daniil Hunter, they've got 7 sacks between the two of them already. Season's only, you know, you're 4 games in. So I don't see our tackles. I mean, no. they're going to be too much for offensive tackles. I mean, whenever he drops back, they're going to be on him like, you know, pit bull on a poodle.
I'm going over as well. I don't know if sacks will be the reason the game is decided the way it is, but I'm going over in that category. All right.
This is a bad matchup for us on that part of the game.
All right, Ed, give me a score.
Oh, do I have to? I'm going to take the Ravens in this game. I believe they come out with a good running game. There will be scoring, though, because I don't believe they can stop anybody at this point. I'm going to go Baltimore 27-24 over Houston.
Jeremy?
Ravens.
What was yours?
27-24.
Okay.
Ravens 27-16.
I'm going Texans 24-20. 410-583.
Two of us are right.
105.7 is the number. Let's go to Earl in Baltimore. What's up, Earl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Last time I talked to y'all was like 3 years when I was in Michigan. But I just want to thank y'all for y'all sense of humor because we be needing them last. But as far as the blueprint thing, it's like the Delahoye when he said he laid the blueprint down to beat Mayweather and nobody else beat him. Yeah. You know, so I agree with y'all definitely on the blueprint. And how can we boost Steve Bisciotti? Like, he put the things together.
Yeah.
But
he's not a coach. He's not. He just the only thing he does is provide you the resources to win. He's done that. So what are you booing him for? I guess, thanks a lot, Earl. Yeah, I'm not booing Bisciotti. No. Not at all. Every year, we say we need this, we need that. And every year, if it's not the name of the person you want, the person that you get matches what you need. You get every either by trade and you're picking up extra money by free agency, signing extensions. Mm-hmm. All the young guys are signed up. No. Steve Bisciotti deserves no booze. Not at all. 410-583-1057 is the number. MLB playoff Thursday recap at 8:00. But on the other side, some good college football games. We're going to talk about them up next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
College football preview. Some good games this weekend. Again, college football has been providing a lot of good games this weekend. We got a bonus round we'll get to. So let's get to the first one. UVA versus Louisville. Jeremy, how you like this game?
Yeah, so Lee talked about it a little bit earlier. It's a situation where you have a team coming off an emotional win, an island game, as I like to call it, on a weeknight. That was Virginia's Super Bowl beating Florida State. Yep. And if you honestly look at the game, you could see a look-ahead game for Florida State getting ready for Miami. That's who we'll talk about that one in a bit. I think Florida State's way better than people want to give them credit for. Because they lost to Virginia. And I think here that Virginia, it was the one time like spot that they end up getting ranked because they beat a really good team. When you look at it in the history of this sport, and this is what I say, you don't trust the AP and the people that are voting on the top 25, because anytime somebody sees a number by a team's name, it's like, oh, they're good. They're ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they're getting points. When you see a ranked team go on the road and the ranked team is an underdog, that home team hits at like 70% of the time. I think Louisville just pasted Virginia this weekend. I think they destroy him.
Ed Norris, you like the Miami-Florida State game.
I do. And I think it's one of the most interesting this weekend. Miami, I think, is up to third in the country now. Or is it, one of the best teams in the country. I think they may have the best offensive line in the country right now. There's a lot to like with the Hurricanes. I just don't know if they're as good as I think what people are thinking right now, because you look at everyone they have beaten. I mean, other than Notre Dame, everyone else has fallen out of the top 25. When they faced Florida, Florida was thought of very highly. Florida stinks. Florida's not a good team this year. I don't know how that coach is still sitting there. They beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame was like highly ranked, like eighth in the country, fifth, not like 21st. Not quite as good as people thought. University of South Florida, same thing. preseason, week two, they were all, you know, mid-ranked, 15th, 18th in the country, not even thought about anymore. So I don't know if they faced anybody real yet. And I do think Florida State is better than people think. I think Tommy Castellanos is a – he can beat to his arms or his legs. And he's a good quarterback who can run. I like the Seminoles in this game. I think it was a look-ahead game to this game when they lost to Virginia, by the way.
If Florida State is better than people are thinking, wouldn't that make Virginia better than people are thinking?
No, because I think it's a singular game incident.
Were looking ahead to this game, and they just kind of laid down on them.
Again, like I've talked about these weeknight games, and you can buy into it or not if you want, but when you have your home game and you're on national television, like the home team, those players get up for that. And then now Florida State had this hiccup and they lose that game. And all of a sudden now it's like, well, they stink. I think Miami is really good.
They are.
I just think Florida State getting 4.5 points is way too many
points. It's in Tallahassee.
Yep.
I think Florida State is a good team. I do. But they looked ahead. They still put 38 points on the board.
That's because Virginia's not good.
Okay. All right. The game I like is Vanderbilt, Alabama game. Two ranked teams. Vanderbilt handed Alabama a loss last year that kind of ruined the season, put the season away. The thing about Vanderbilt, though, the schedule is not great, but the fewest amount of points they put up this year so far was 31 against South Carolina. They scored 45, 44, 70, and 55 points. This team can score, and I think that's something Alabama ought to be very, very careful about. I told you I've made this part of my
parlay?
Three-team parlay, three-leg parlay. I think Alabama wins, but the 10.5, I think Vandy covers that even at Alabama. This is a good football game. But a team that I think Vanderbilt that's maybe not ranked worth a top 20 ranking, but definitely a team to contend with in the SEC. Speaking of SEC, Texas travels to Florida. I find it very, very suspicious that Texas is just 5.5-point favors against Florida.
So why?
What does Vegas know?
Mm-hmm. Is it that low now? Because I saw it higher.
I'm seeing 5.5 right now.
All right. Well, look, I think this is something, too, where the expectation was at the beginning of the year that Florida was going to be a good team. Rob said something. I think it was you that said it. I want to give you credit if it was, that Clemson is kind of this year's Florida State from last year.
Yeah, I said they were frauds. At the beginning, before the season started, I said they were frauds.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you look at it, Clemson has looked that way, right? In the ACC, and as we're talking about teams. So, Texas losing that game at Ohio State, they've basically beaten everybody they're supposed to since then, but they really haven't been pushed. Not by a good team. And I'm not telling you Florida's a good team, but it is on the road. Here we are again with Arch Manning getting away from home. How does it look? It's going to be a tough environment to play in. I do think Texas is a far superior team.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I stayed away from this game. I didn't even touch it. So,
really?
Yeah. I got a lot of questions about it because usually, you know how I am. I look for some of these lines that don't. Most people look at a line and go, "Ooh, I can't believe they're giving them points. I'm taking the underdog." And I look at it and go, "Huh, they're giving them points. Doesn't smell right. Let me look at the other side of it real quick." And that's how I usually end up, going with some of the games and trying to follow where the money's going and go the opposite way.
What do you
think
it is in this game then?
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe there is something. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. 4.5 I see on FanDuel.
Really?
Texas a 4.5. There's some.
I just think Texas is so much better than them.
You know what I think the play is in that game is the under?
Oh, yeah.
The under.
No doubt.
It's 42.5 in college.
Yeah.
Really?
When's the last time Florida's played in a 42.5 total game?
Well, make this make sense to me then. All right. Cincinnati has lost to Nebraska. They beat Bowling Green, Northwest State, and Kansas. Yet, they're playing number 14 ranked Iowa State.
And they're
1.5-point favorites. Make that make sense to me.
It's spots. It's like, again, the loss of Nebraska. Nebraska came back in that game and won. I think that, I don't want to say it was an embarrassing loss for them, but it's a game they probably should have won now that we've seen Nebraska against some of the bigger opponents. But yeah, I would be all over Cincinnati here because that's a game that I look at going the same thing you're saying. What do they know that we don't? Yeah. Because again, if we look at Maryland, let me just take Maryland, and this isn't me dogging them. They played four games. They played three teams they should have absolutely destroyed. They should have been 3-0 coming out of those games. They went to Wisconsin and they were a 10-point underdog at Wisconsin. And then they come out and beat Wisconsin, which has me going, is Maryland really good or is Wisconsin just really bad? And when the line came out this week for Washington being a, right now it's a 6.5 point favorite at Maryland, it made me go, what? Why the hell is it's a, they're coming all the way to the East Coast. They just played Ohio State. Maryland's undefeated. The line is telling me that they don't believe that Maryland is real.
Yeah.
And I'd rather trust the lines in Vegas than the stupid people that are voting on this stuff, because you can't tell me these guys watch all the games and fans fall in love with the top 25. And as I said, that number right by the name, oh my God, that's the 17th ranked team in the country and they're getting points. Yeah. Because they shouldn't be the 17th ranked team in the country.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So let me hit this. So do you think Maryland is for real?
Oh no, you ain't doing that to me. I think Maryland's for real. For real, for real, for real. I think Maryland's going to be really good. I just don't think that this is a team that's going to be competing for the Big Ten or anything. And Washington just played Ohio State really tough for a half. And a stupid fake field goal, all that nonsense that went on. And Ohio State comes back and just handles them. So the score looked way worse than what wasn't indicative of how the game was played, in my opinion.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30 to preview Ravens, Texans. But on the other side, MLB playoffs, 3 elimination games yesterday. They all went well. We're getting ready for the divisional rounds up next on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.